Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you.
Grateful, Lord.
I can see.
Amen, amen. Good evening to my kingdom family on tonight. Amen. We welcome the first time, maybe the first one on the line tonight. We welcome you to Women's Feet Now. I am the honoree tonight, yours truly, the prophet Lisa. Amen. And truly, God has a word for you, for me and for you tonight. Amen. We do give honor to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. I do give honor to my Jehovah Jireh, my El Shaddai, my full battle, my healer, my strength, and my redeemer. And I do give honor to Pastor E, amen, our kingdom brother, kingdom network, amen. We do give God praise and honor for him. Allow the women to come forward, amen. I just praise God on tonight. How many can truly say I need you now, Jesus? Come on. How many can truly say, Jesus, I love you? How many can say, God, I can't make it without you? Come on. And we all should have that relationship with God on tonight where we can say, Jesus, I need you right now. Come on, somebody. We need him right now on this day, February the 20th, 2020. Come on, 2020. We need Jesus right now. Amen. I am so excited about what God has prepared for the peoples of God on tonight. Amen. I ask you to bring your heart, bring your mind in. Amen. And just come in to expecting. Come in to receive. Amen. If you don't come in expecting anything, you're not going to get anything. Amen. The Bible says much is given, much is required. Amen. Let us go to the throne of grace. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I do come before your presence tonight, God. I come before your people, hallelujah, bow down head and humble heart. I come tonight humble. I come tonight walking in a spirit of humility. Father God, I ask you to help your way on this line on tonight, hallelujah. Father God, it's not about me. It's all about you tonight, God. I thank you, God, on open up your people's ears, their eyes, that they might be able to receive. Open up their spirit of the eyesight. Open up their heart, their mind, that they might be able to receive what ever God has prepared for the body of Christ on tonight. Father God, I give you all the praise. You get all the glory, all the honor. And Father, I ask the Holy Ghost to have your way on tonight. It ain't about Lisa, but it's all about you. And for God, you get the glory and the honor and choose money for amen. Amen. Tonight we're coming from St. Matthew. Amen. St. Matthew 6 and verse 33, as I began to seek God, you know, God, what would you have me to give to your people on tonight? And I'm just waiting and waiting and, okay, God, you ain't gave me nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm a person like, I like to get into presence of God and begin to lie before him, begin to seek him and say, God, what would you have me to speak unto you, the body of Christ on tonight? Don't you know that we serve an on-time God? God might not never come when we want him, but God said what he said. I'm an on-time God. Tonight, let's go to the word of God. St. Matthew 6, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, unto me, unto you. Now, seek first the kingdom. Okay, how do we seek first the kingdom? When you're seeking God for something, you have to go in. You have to go in. You have to go in. You have to pursue it. You got to go in and mean it. I'm seeking God for something. I need to find this. There is a meaning. So he says, seek first the kingdom. So what God is saying, if you seek first the kingdom, that means him. He said everything that we need, he said he's going to add it. But how can you do it if you don't see? Come on, somebody. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. He said, knock and the door shall be open. If you're not seeking, if you're not going after God, if you're not pursuing anything, you cannot get what God had for you in 2020. You got to go after it. Come on, somebody. Ain't nothing going to fall in our lap. It ain't going to fall in our hand. I don't care how much you spend praying and fasting, you got to seek God. That means you got to go after that. Can I get a witness? Amen. It says find something, meaning you have to go after it, desire it, and to attain it or achieve it, something as something from someone. He sought help. Okay, in other words, if you see the police officer somewhere and you log and say, let me pull over to the road, as police officer, I'm looking for this street right here. What you gonna do? You're gonna first put it in your navigator system. That means you're gonna put the address in there. Where you going? That means you seeking for this certain thing. But if you don't use your hand and your mind and your heart, you can't do it. Come on. It's nothing in this season right here we in right now, people of God. It ain't going to happen. You got to seek God with your whole heart, with your whole mind, with your whole spirit. He said you got to lay aside every weight that is it, but set up. When you seeking God for something, you have to go in into his presence of the Most High God. That means, listen, I need to seek God concerning this matter. I need to seek God concerning this situation. I need to seek God concerning whatever it is. Seeking God means I'm going in. Come on, somebody. Psalms 91 say, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. What is that secret place? Come on, somebody, that you got your prayer chamber in your house, in your apartment, in your condo. That means you're going to go in that secret place, and I'm going to go in. I'm going to dwell there. I need to hear from God for myself. Come on. I don't need to hear from no apostle, no bishop, no prophet. I'm seeking God for direction. I'm seeking God concerning this marriage. I'm seeking God concerning my ministry. So these kind of come through much fast and much prayer. Are you really seeking first the kingdom of God for real? Come on, somebody. He says, seek first the kingdom. We serve a jealous God. He said, you can't have no other God before me. Come on, somebody. It's only one God, one Lord, one Jesus. Come on. He said, seek first the kingdom. Everything that we need, people of God, is in the kingdom of God. He said, seek first the kingdom of God. And he said, and his righteousness and all these things. That's an S on it. What things are you seeking God for in 2020? What things are you pursuing God for in 2020? What dreams are you seeking God for in 2020? What vision you seeking God for in 2020? Come on. Nothing going to happen till you get up, and you got to make something happen in 2020. People say, God gave me a word in 2020 to tell my people. They got to stay faithful, dedicated, committed. You got to pursue your dream, pursue your vision. You got to speak to it. You got to commit it to be awakened. Come on, open up your mouth and decree and declare that I'm seeking first the kingdom of God. God said, if I seek first the kingdom of God, oh, you righteous thing, gonna be added to me. That's a promise. When God says shall, you can rest. That's your daddy. Come on. Your Jehovah Jireh. Your El Shaddai. Your provider. My God, I feel the presence of the Lord. My God. He said he's going to do it. He sought help. Seeking to go after. Chase down. Search for it. As a consult. If you want to seek God, make him a priority. Number one priority. God, Jesus, Lord, should be our number one priority. Can I get them on? We know we got to be real sometimes. We don't seek God first. We don't pray to God first. We go to other people. We go to other resources. But he said, seek in 2020. It got to be your number one priority. Oh, my God. This is a time in this season that God say, tell my people to seek me. Wow, might be found. It's going to come a time in our life where we decide to seek God, but we can't seek God. People say, God, let me tell you something right now. If you in a good place, in a good position, you better stay there. I'm telling you something. If you stop praying, it's hard to get back into that place and into that position in the kingdom of God. You better get a hold of the altar, begin to seek God, begin to pursue God, begin to call on him, because there's going to come a time when we desire to do that and we can't do it. Oh, my God. We have no time to waste, people, son God. He said you got to chase after him. And don't stop chasing after him. Even when you feel satisfied, what I feel, Phil Taylor, I'm going to still seek him. Because I'm telling you something, if we get satisfied where we at right now, you stuck. We should never be satisfied in the kingdom of God. We go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Never be satisfied. Continue to seek him with your whole heart. He said, honor that pure in heart shall see God. Tonight, when is the last time you seek first the kingdom of God? When is the last time that you put everything else, you put God first? When is the last time that you went in, come out in your secret closet, in your prayer closet, and you begin to pray, you begin to lay before God, you begin to cry before God, and you said, God, I ain't gonna move out of this place until I know I have heard from heaven. When is the last time that we lied before God? My God, when is the last time we lay before God until we heard from heaven? My God! Woo! Shabba! My. When is the last time you seek God? Come on! When is the last time you pursue God? When is the last time you gave God back his word? God, you said in St. Matthew 6:33, if I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that's it right there. His righteousness, not least, so come on. He said, when have you seen him, Jesus, righteousness? We don't have no righteousness. Come on. We are just vessels. We are just instruments. We are just ambassadors that's been used by God, that's been chosen by God, been set aside. We are procured. We are royalty. We are priesthood. We are called out. When's the last time you see God? When's the last time that you went into the upper room? When's the last time you went into the chamber? When is the last time you went up in the glory? When is the last time you had a visitation with your daddy? I call him my daddy. Because guess what? He know my name. He called me his friend. Because you know what? He said, I know my daughter Lisa. Come on. See, when I don't pray, when I can't get in the presence of God, when I'm not in my own little chapel, my own home, where God abides in, I miss that intimate time with my daddy. I miss that quality time with my daddy, so I can't wait to get home to get into my prayer room as I lay before God, because I know God is right there. He's going to meet me, because when I begin to go in, I begin to worship him. Let me tell you something. When you begin to see God, you got to go in with a worship. Go in with a hallelujah. Go in with a praise. Go in with a thank God. And number one, you got to go in to repent before you do anything else. Because sometimes we know things go through our mind. Come on. We know we don't have thought. We don't say a thing. We shouldn't have did. Come on. We got to be real. We don't been in with our coworkers, and we might be in agree with a whole some stuff that, and we might If you say that means you agree. Come on. But when you're seeking God with your whole heart, when you're seeking God out of that pure heart, when you can seek God and say, God, here I come, naked and out of shame. Come on. See, we got to get naked and out of shame when we lay before God. What you mean? That means here I am, God. Strip me down. I don't come before God in no title, no prophet, Lisa. I come before God as Lisa Carol Harris, because he said, I'm going to call you by your name. When he deal with us, he's going to call us by our first name. He said, baby, when you come into my presence, you can't come into my presence with no title. Come on. You got to come in my presence just like your mama, whoever named you. That's how you got to come in to your daddy. My God, I feel the presence of the Lord. He says, seek the face of God, meaning his presence. His presence, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. In his presence, there's peace. In his presence, there is abundance of joy. When you come into the presence of God, I'm coming in seeking the face of God, because God, I need need you to move for me right now. I can't make it another minute. I need a move of God right now. And God said, how desperate are you really to seek the face of God? When you make up in your mind, for God I live, for God I die. Let me tell you something, people of God. When you in need of a miracle, a breakthrough, a healing, whatever you need, seek the face of God. Me, I got to go into his presence. His presence, he wait. And the Bible said, and the Hebrew words mean, the Hebrew words mean in God's face. Ha! Woo! When you get in the presence of God, you got to say, God, I'm coming in your face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming in your face. I'm going to set this foot of Jesus. I want you to speak to my mouth. Speak to my ear. That means, Hebrews means, say what? I'm in God's face now. When you get in the face of God, that means you block everything out. It's just me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am. What you need me to do? See, we got to learn how people of God stop going in telling God, I need you to do this here. Do this here. Won't we go in seeking God and say, God, what can I do for you? God, what can I do for your people, sir God? But what we do, we go in, oh God, I just present this before you. God, in the name of Jesus, I need you to move for me now, God. But what about sometimes when we go and seek the face of God? Why we can't go in and say, God, what do you need for me to do? Come on, what's in me, God, that needed to be stripped out of me? But see, some of us don't want to do that, because we ain't going to seek God to the fullness. See, we're going to go seek God just a little bit, because you knew what you really want to know what? You don't want to go in God's face, because God's going to tell you some stuff about yourself. My God of Zion. What? He said, in the Hebrews word is having access to God righteousness. Right? Righteousness, especially or moral, away are religion people. Oh my God. Religion people. So I know tonight ain't about on this land that's religious people. Religious Christian people. They're going to kill you. They'll drive by you with a flat tire. They're going to drive by you with your hood up on the car. They're going to keep going. And just like they said, that's how Christian people speak. But when we are kingdom of God peoples, we should always be available to help someone else out. But you can't do that if you're not kingdom minded. Kingdom minded people, what we do? We build each other up. It's a often talk about being righteous in their view. Talk about being righteousness in their view. The righteous person not only does the right thing for other people, but also follow the law of the religion. Ooh. How many tonight say, I'm following the law of God? What is the law of God? You're going down, the road says 35. Why you going 55? That means you not following the law. Law of the land. We live in the land. But we don't do as the world do. But we do live in the world society. So if you can't break the law, okay, how many tongues you speaking in? If you broke the law, you broke the law. We can't get mad. We're going to 35, 55, that officer pull us up and say, ma'am, Miss Harris, do you realize you're going 55? What are we going to do? You can speak in tongues all you want to speak in tongues. You're wrong when you're wrong. Admit to it. See, let me tell you something. If you confess it, you can quit it. If you admit it, you can quit it. But you can't quit it if you don't admit it. Seeking God with our whole heart tonight. Psalms 1 verse 6, For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Listen. Anybody on tonight on this line, if you're not sure your righteousness of you ungodly, we can help you. Now, Psalms 1:6 say, the ungodly shall perish. Tonight, if anybody's lying, if you ain't sure you're saved, I'd be like, I want to get saved. I heard you read Psalms 1:6. I'm reading again. Psalms 1:6. It says, for the Lord knoweth, T-H. For the Lord knoweth, that means the Lord knows all things. Come on, somebody. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteousness, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Tonight, I don't know, somebody, I'll be repenting right now. If you know you ain't been living right towards God, you've been doing right, I'll be repenting right now. Oh, God, save me now. Because, God, you said the way of the ungodly shall perish. Woo! I don't know about you all, but tonight, right now, I'll be assembling myself and see, I'm in right standing with God right now. Come on, somebody. You better know that you know that you know that you're right and you're righteousness. Know that you're saved and you know that you're saved. For real. Come on. Ain't somebody you saved Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday. You ain't saved. No. You have to be saved 7 days a week. Come on. People say, God, let me tell you something. Up in a time now, you better seek the face of God. You better seek God with your whole heart. You don't ever know when God's going to return. He said, no man, no, the day of the hour that I shall appear in the twinkling of the eye. He said, I'll come quickly. Woo! And he said, when I come, I got my reward in my hand. I'm going to judge you. You better live right every day. We better ask God, Lord, help me, God, to live right before you. You can't, don't tell me, oh, it's hard. No, it ain't. The Bible says there's nothing too hard with God. You can do it. If you make up in your mind, renew your mind, and you are let that flesh die, kill the flesh, kill the love, so you can walk aright before God. You can go to Psalms 84:11, and it said, I will not hold no good thing for those who walk aright before me. Oh, my God. You're telling me all I got to do is walk up right before God. He said, he ain't going to hold no good thing for me. Woo! What is that good thing? The promise, the vision. Come on. Children, grandchildren, husband, wife. Come on. They ain't saved. But Lord, you said in Psalms 84:11, if I walk up right before you, you ain't going to hold no good thing for me. That bank time money. Come on, somebody. I know I got a bill. I know I did wrong. Come on. But God, you say you want me to hold it for me. Come on. All you got to do, live right. Come on. Preach right. Talk right. Come on. Stop pretending you say. Stop pretending you this and you that when you know you ain't got it together. Come on. Stop saying ain't nobody perfect. If Job was a perfect and an upright man, stop saying after tonight, don't tell them all, ain't nobody perfect. We all strive for perfection. Oh, that's a lie. If Job was an upright man, come on, why can't you be upright? How long are you going to say, well, you know, God said we ain't got there yet, but we scribe. How much longer are you going to continue to scribe? If Job was an upright man, perfect man, look at all the stuff Job went through. Come on. His wife say, what you cuss? He said, what she said, what you got at night? What you cuss God and die? What he said, you foolish woman? Come on. That's why you got to be careful in this season who you connect yourself with. Single women, single men, you better wait on God. Because, baby, you do think you got your king. And, baby, you don't even know what you got. That grass look green until you get your grass and you realize the grass is brown, the grass is completely dead. You know why? Because you did not seek first the kingdom of God. Everything you need is going to be righteous. But you know, if you're righteous, God going to give you a righteous man, a righteous woman. Come on. God going to give you someone that's equal to you. The Bible said, do not be unequal yoke. How can you be a believer with an unbeliever? It ain't going to work, baby. And come on, well, I'm going to go ahead and marry him and her. I believe God going to change them. God say, why would I change them when you already know he or she was an alcoholic? You already know who they were, but you know what? While you went ahead and married them, you got caught up. But I hear we're in the Word of God saved, we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what the Word says. So tonight, whatever you need in this season of 2020, you got to go to St. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye the first. Jesus, God is Lord, is number one. You can't put nobody before him, because my God told me he's a jealous God. If you start putting your husband, your wife, your children, your job, your car, your house, wherever you put before Jesus, he's going to call something to help him. You know why? He's a jealous God. He said, I will have no other person before me. We can get caught up in a man of a woman easily. Can we get a witness? How you know? Been there, did it, and done it. Went through. Whooped me, chastised me. Come on. Disobedient. You know why? Because Lisa Carol Harris was not seeking the first, the kingdom of God. Come on. He was speaking to me, talking to me. I heard him. You know what? Let me give y'all this last, because I'm almost done. This last nugget. The Bible say, who that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us tonight. Okay, that's good. You can hear God, but you're not hearkening. Oh, my God. What you mean? I hear God. Yeah, you hear him, but you're not hearkening to the voice of God. Because if you hearkening to the voice of God, hearkening means God says, I'm trying to get your attention. Hearkening. I mean, stop what you're doing. Listen. Be obedient. Pay attention. How you know I did it? I did not know, y'all. I said, I'm hearing God. God telling me to do something. Okay, God, I'm going to do it. He said, no, you're not. I'm like, huh? He said, Lisa, you hear me, but you has not yet hearkened to the voice of God. I said, huh? He said, what I'm saying, daughter, if you hearken to the voice of God, you're going to do it. When I say do it, you're going to do it. When I say move, you're going to move. You ain't going to question me. You ain't got to say, I need a win on confirmation. He said, I am your confirmation. Tonight, people said, God, in my closing, I'm almost done. I'm so excited tonight, y'all. I don't know about y'all. I'm so excited. When God gave me this word, he gave me this word this morning. I lay in the bed like, God, you didn't give me enough for the people. God, he said, oh, yeah, I'm going to give you something. Don't worry. He said, I'm going to give it when I want to give it to you. God, I'm like, God, I'm sick of you. Okay, God, it's Thursday, Lord. What am I going to do for the people of God? That's how I went into my bathroom. When God said, go to St. Matthew 6:33. I said, ooh, God. I was up 7 a.m. this morning, writing, seeking, writing stuff down as the Father gave it to me. He said, tonight, in my closing, I'm finna close, get back in the top for E. People of God, in 2020, make Jesus your first priority. If you see first the kingdom of God, everything that we need in this season is going to happen. But you got to see first the kingdom. Seek him. Seek. No. Seeking. No, he said, keep on doing it. Come on. This is the season right here. God said, stay in place. Stay in your position. Don't even allow yourself to move you out of your place. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. Let me tell you something. Even if God is not speaking to you yet, a minute yet, wait on the Lord. Sometimes God will put us through a testing and we're to see. What's your faith at? Do you have patience? Can you endure? He said, even when it gets dark outside, come on, somebody. Even when it ain't raining outside, can you trust God? Ooh, God gave me a word. He said, trust the process. Woo! He said, trust the process. So what you saying? Trust the process. Trust the process. He said, God said, what he said? I'm processing something. He said, but can you trust the process? Otherwise, he said, baby, guess what? The cake ain't ready yet. The wife ain't ready yet. The husband, but he said, trust the process. process. Woo! My God, oh my God, gave me that word. I said, what? He said, Lisa, I need you to trust me. He said, right now, I'm in the midst of processing some things for you. He said, but can you trust the process until I complete the process? My God, oh my God. What? Jesus. I'm Pastor E. I'm done, man, and God, turn it in your hands. Bless you. Pastor E, are you on the line? Amen. I'm telling you all
yes,
tonight.
I'm on the line, but you cannot shut down like that on me. You know I'm all over the place doing stuff. You cannot shut it down like that. You need to release what the Lord has put in you tonight, and don't shut it down when you get that fire. I noticed you kind of shut down, and you catch me off guard. Come on, y'all pray for the woman of God tonight. Let the prophetess prophesy tonight to some of you guys out there that know that we need to seek the Lord first. Minister Cherry, welcome to Women Speak Now.
Good evening. Good evening, my beautiful family.
I got to keep you unmuted, yes. Minister Cherry. I'm sorry.
Yes. You know what? But she was on fire because what she ended that was trust the process. And she said the Lord put her, but you know, she started with Matthew 6:33. Because when she came out with that, she said, St. Matthew 6:33, I raised my hand because I knew I had it wrong. I had it wrong. Seek first. You said, when was the last time you seek him? And he should be priority. I seek him every day.
Yes,
I have to have more of him.
That's
the priority.
Yes.
Glory be to God. But, sister, I love you when you said religious people. You said religious people will pass you by when you broke down on the side of the highway. And when
you
were saying that, I was just saying, my God, where is the love? You know, and this is what we're talking about right now. Where is the love of God within us? Because religious people, we call ourselves believers, believing in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, religious people will pass by you because they don't know the love of God. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, my beautiful sister. Awesome.
Thank you
word.
So much.
Speak first.
Amen. Amen. I mean, when you kept talking about the process, it immediately dropped in my spirit. He said, no, tell them I am the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love you said trust the process, but what is the process? He said, I'm the process.
My God.
We're going to leave that at there. Come on, anybody else who want to get in this conversation tonight here on Women Speak Now, seek ye first, not second, not third, not fourth, not later, not somebody else. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Dial one right now and get in the conversation. Woman of God, you sparked it. You lit it. I'm excited for what God is doing in your ministry and how he's growing you. Area code 334, last four, 6650. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Prophetess Lisa Harris.
Bless
you. How
you
doing? You know you're starving. You know you're going to get it, don't you?
Well,
you know you're going to get it, don't you? Because you stopped.
Lord.
You should have went on four. You had you had more in your belly, and you cut it short.
She sure do.
Oh, she know who I am. She know who I am. She know
no,
who
I was
I
agreeing
am.
With you that she got so much more up in her to let go that she just,
she,
I don't know what
she
what
cut it
tripping?
Off. She cut it off. Let God use you. Your sister-in-law. All right.
Amen.
Sister Heather Harris. You,
thank
you. You cut it off, sister-in-law.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hey.
Amen.
It's, I mean, it's
well,
more
praise
inside,
the
huh?
Lord. She tried to make Pastor E preach. I ain't going to do it.
I thank God for the word. Thank God, y'all praying for my sister-in-law and y'all be blessed tonight and have y'all. We'll meet again.
Amen. Amen. We look forward.
Amen.
We look forward
Amen.
To connecting.
Thank
God bless you.
God bless y'all too.
Amen. Amen. Come on, anybody else? We got a couple more minutes. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa.
Well, good afternoon. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
You stay in the afternoon. What's up with you? You stay in the afternoon.
Oh, my God. Good evening. Good evening, man of God. Good evening, Prophetess Lisa.
Bless you, Mother. Bless you. Love you, Mama.
Guess what?
I ain't your mama. That's the first thing. Guess what? I ain't your mama. But
you wrong for that. I'm about to eat you wrong.
This
you
is
wrong.
Evangelist Virginia.
Bless you, Evangelist. Bless you.
There we go. There we go. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to the show.
Well, let me say this. I knew y'all could hear me hollering in the background.
All up in the spirit.
Prophet Lisa, I done hollered. Oh, when the man of God came out. You, why did you stop?
Oh, my God. Y'all,
you
I don't get me tonight.
You should have kept flowing. You should have let the word win forward. You should have just kept flowing and let it flow and let it flow and let it flow. And when it flow, then you need to let it fall.
Man, because it was right there. It was right there. It's like, oh, it's going to drop. And you said, I'm out of here. You know what? Let's do a restart.
Oh, my God.
Let's do a restart. You got, woman of God, I know you got some more word there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Prophetess.
We finna put you under the gun. Look, your sister-in-law is here. We got the lines. The lines are full. People were listening to the word of God. And you just, I mean, come on. We need more.
Oh, my God.
You got to go. Let God use you. Let be released and let the Holy Ghost use you. Don't stop right there like that. Don't do it. Let God take control. Let him use you. You've been released by the Holy Ghost to preach the word of God. You got something on the inside of you that I never heard before. Let me say this to you. You preach, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yeah.
And all these other things going to be added unto you.
Yeah.
Seek God.
Thank
Seek
you,
voice.
Jesus.
Put in voice.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hey, kanda shanda da bo bo. Yeah, we thank you, Jesus.
You the seat.
Oh, we worship you.
We worship you tonight, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You must seek him. You know what? Yes.
Jesus. Everybody know the song. Jesus. Come on, say it. Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. I love to say Jesus. Come on, say he's my Jesus.
Jesus.
That's all I gotta say. Jesus.
Hey!
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Yes, God.
I tell you what. The word has went forth.
Yes.
And we could take this opportunity to continue and go into there's somebody out there that needs prayer. There's somebody out there that's here.
Yes,
that even my leaders that are on here tonight that need an intercession,
yes,
that need
yes,
a touch from God, that have got a word but now need an actual touch from God. We have to be more intentional. We be playing radio. We be playing Evangelist Virginia and Minister Terry and Prophetess Lisa and I don't know who else is on the line. I'm not even looking at tonight. Y'all know we used to go deep on this network. And we got sophisticated somewhere along the line.
Yes,
and
sir.
A lot of times, you know, we just need to cry out to the Lord and need mm-hmm. to worship
yes.
the Lord, spirit and in
yes,
truth, and be transparent and be
yes.
available to go before the Lord together.
Amen.
As we bow down. So tonight, let's open up the lines. You don't dial one. I'm gonna open up the lines to everybody on here.
Yes, Lord.
And we're
gonna
worship the Lord tonight, and we're going to acknowledge that the word went forth, that we're not just gonna hear the word, but we're gonna do the word.
If he
says seek ye first, then why are we on the radio talking and not seeking first? Why are we on Facebook and we liking mm-hmm. and we sharing, but we not seeking? We gonna get some started tonight. Why are we doing so many things that look good on the outside, but we still are not seeking first?
Gotta be real.
So Lord, give us a spirit of humility tonight to decrease of self, that we be seekers mm-hmm. of you first.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Every situation that arises, let us look to you first. Every opportunity that comes our way, I repent right now for that. I repent in front of my brothers and my sisters for seeing opportunity that looked good, sound good,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm saying I didn't seek you first, because everything that's good for
the world
ain't good for you.
Come on, say that.
Everything that looked good on the outside that may work for the man on the left and the man on the right.
Come on.
If you don't seek you first, how you know it's gonna work for you? I'll be the first one to get on the altar tonight and say, you know what? I'm guilty.
I agree. Me too. Been there and did it.
I'll lay on the altar right now. The number one right now that will say, you know what? I ain't saying nothing was bad. I'm not saying that people was bad. I did not seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's why all things are added unto me. I tell you guys before, I know I'm a billionaire.
Yes, sir.
But I'm not trusted as a billionaire yet. Ooh, I'll throw the mic if I have one. Oh, yeah, we are doing what God has called us to do, but I'm not where I am because I'm still not seeking first. I need to do better. Can I do a do better moment? Can we all do a do better moment?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That we talk good, but we ain't doing it all. I'm still not there. I can do better.
Come on.
Yes, you can.
I can do better.
I repent right now in front of millions and trillions and billions of people under the sound of my voice to say, as the overseer of this, I repent. I could have did better. Forgive me, Lord. And if you were involved in any kind of way that I did not, forgive me.
Forgive me, Lord.
It wasn't intentional. I didn't mean it. I just didn't seek first.
Do not seek first the kingdom of God. Come on.
But I tell you one thing about a repentant sinner, they don't go back on the same thing. I'm going to seek first.
Yes, seek it first. Put it first.
You can add something to that,
like,
if you don't mind.
Come on.
Listen, people, for God. Even in the midst of seeking first the kingdom of God, even as we seek God, we still did not wait to get the result. We didn't wait to get the answer. We don't wait to get direction. Check this out now. We went in seeking first the kingdom of God, but we did not wait until he answered. Oh, come on. And guess what? We went in seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, it shall be added up to you and me. But we did not wait till God give us our own. Come on.
Ooh,
we went on our own. We went on our own. We thought
we need some patience.
We thought we heard from God.
Jesus.
But it was not the kingdom of God, because if we would have listened to the voice of God, we would have went in.
Oh, Prince of Peace.
Like Pastor Lee said, we read what I speak.
That is what I long to do.
We read when I have
yes,
the set time. We
got
to break out of it because we did not speak God with our whole heart. We did not speak God with our whole heart. We went in.
For you are my right.
That's why we where we at right now. We all did not speak God tonight. Prophet E said, we all did not speak God. That's why the name was Hallelujah.
There is another like you.
See. It's a direction change.
Yeah.
We always looking left to right instead of looking up.
Got to be real. Got to keep it real. Keep it real.
How can you stay focused on the prize when you're looking at the material, when you're looking at the factual, when you're not looking at the substance that comes from faith? Yes.
May I say something, please? Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want you to hear this. This was such an awesome word, a powerful word. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? And his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Look at this. Why do you think Jesus said that?
Oh.
Because
we need some righteousness.
And we can become so caught up in what we want from God, from the Lord. What we need from him until we don't seek him. We just continue to ask for more and more, and we never seek God. We never seek his face. We never put his face. We never seek the kingdom of God because we're constantly saying, give me this, give me that, give me. My name ain't Dame Jimmy. No, it's about seeking the face of God.
Come on.
It's about seeking the face of God, and he said all of these things. What thing? All of these things unto us when you put God first.
My God.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Put
not
first.
One, not two, not three,
not
but
all
these things. But see, I love Matthew 6.
And 33 and 34.
Yes. But go back way back in the beginning of chapter 6 and understanding that nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
He said he knows what you need. Why are you tripping?
Come
or
on,
clothes. Why are you tripping on food? Why are you tripping on cars? Why are you tripping?
Yes,
I know what you need
tripping?
To get where I need you to go.
He already knows.
I've already set forth for you everything you need if you really believe in me. I think we really need to get really, really, really down dirty about believing.
Yes. Believing.
Because if you really believe, then you'll get and receive what he says you'll have.
Come on, Pastor.
Yes.
Come on.
We got a lapse in belief. We talk a good talk about I believe in God, but we doubt. If you doubt, you got to work on getting rid of all doubt.
Come on, all doubt.
I'm not where I should be because of doubt. I'm gonna leave that alone. We need another show on that one. Come on, anybody else want to get into the conversation? I'm gonna throw you under the bus. No, I'm not. I'm not gonna throw nobody else under the bus tonight.
Amen.
But this has been dynamic. Family, I love you guys. But you have to want to go higher. There's no reason that each and every one of us don't have 10 people on this line because we know the word is going forth and it's just not a show.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on.
Preach the word.
Sometimes you just got to let settle.
Real.
It's something you've got to just let settle and know. Proverbs 12:1 is so true. It says, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment.
Wow.
You know, that's the motto of Women Speak Now? That's the base scripture of Women Speak Now, Proverbs 12:1. Minister Michelle Taylor, God gave us that 6 years ago, Minister Terry will tell you, and that is the basis of knowing the truth from a lie and being able to speak the truth that now people can be free, even though I guarantee you there's five people on this broadcast online or live that say, man, you all up in my business. Why you say that? Why you, you know what? The truth hurts.
Yes.
But the truth will set you free.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
When I started repenting, you got convicted because you say, wait a minute, hold on. He, Pastor, he is repenting. You
yes.
think, you see, that's why I said God has no respect of person. But it starts at the top.
It started at the top.
And I don't consider myself your leader. I'm at the top because I turned this thing on. I programmed this thing. I'm in place to put this thing together. So I am at the top of this food chain. But it starts up here.
It starts up here.
I can't preach to y'all down there and say, well, why y'all ain't repenting? Instead of starting from the beginning and say, no, I'm a repenting soul all day.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me, Lord.
Yes, forgive me.
And fill me with more of you. Fill me with more of you because I'm no good. I'm no good. How many more out there tonight is with me and say, you know what, I'm no good, but God in me makes me great.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, so nobody else dial one. We're going to leave it at that. Prophetess, go ahead and pray us out of here. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you too.
Now, I was nice tonight, okay? But
in March,
I need 45 minutes.
Okay, I got you. Thank you. I got you.
And I need you to let it go. You could go an hour. I hope everybody on here know that the broadcast is scheduled 3 hours of time available to us. It ain't a time frame where, like, oh, I got to shut down. No. If you didn't understand that, I hope you understand it tonight. You can go and let the Lord use you and release.
Amen.
Now, I text you because as you were ministering, God told me, he said, tell the prophet to prophesy. Release the gift. You can't just have a title. You got to release the gift. My God. You better be ready next month.
Oh, I will. I promise I will. Amen.
Say this with me. Say this with me. Just say this with me, and I'm going to pray us out.
Okay.
Say, I am.
I am.
Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we elevate ourselves in faith.
Yes.
We elevate ourselves in trust. We elevate ourselves in our responsibility to you, that no weapon formed against anything that is prosperous in you will prosper. So
yes.
We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that as we decrease of self, we are elevated to get closer to you. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that as we make conscious decisions to be righteous by making right choices, then you get the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we also magnify you right now that we're not the same.
Yes,
we decree and declare right now that we are changed, we are rearranged, and we are transformed by the renewing of our mind because we will seek you first.
Yeah,
every decision got to go through you. Every relationship got to go through you. Every business deal got to go through you. Every financial seed got to go through you. Every gift got to go through you. Every person got to go through you. Every idea got to go through you. Every thought got to go through you. That we really concern ourselves to trust you with our everything. So, Lord, we trust you in our mind, our heart, our spirit, that we love you with, that we'll honor you with our love for you, that we'll never, ever, ever, ever go back. We'll never, ever, ever make the same bad choices again, but we'll press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in heaven with you, that we can be found as your children, as your son's friends, and as honorable to you, that we glorify you, magnify you through us, that you be highly lifted up. And then we know automatically all men will be drawn unto you immediately. In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, we pray.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Don't hang up. I still got this hit. I need everybody to listen to this song as many times as I play it. I really believe the Lord worked through this song because we all need to serve. Text me on Facebook. Give me your response.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you.
the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I want to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
Everything I that I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign, Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you,
I love you. I just wanna serve you.
I need you, 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 I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on the mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful. God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High off your own drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Awesome. My God, that's awesome.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.